Well, car parks all across England are being searched for Richard's first and second. What do you know?
Live from Baltimore, Maryland to Fairbanks, Alaska, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, indie folk with Chris Porterfield, all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz, support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who refuses to call this storm Nemo or anything else, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Well, they reconstructed the skull of Richard III, you know, and it turns out it's Jimmy Hoffa. Or at least he's a ringer for Hoffa. It looks exactly like. Meanwhile, people in Yorkshire are asked to call a royalty hotline before digging. Because everybody is now. You can imagine across Yorkshire, they're digging up all their car parks, whatever those are. I guess you park cars at a car park, don't you? I suppose. You know the English. Let's see now. In other news that isn't, Newt Gingrich will guest in the speaker's seat behind President Obama for the State of the Union to slump and make faces just one more time. Miss him, don't you? The State of the Union's at least there's something you could watch, you know, because it's not that exciting, really. You see Newt doing this. Yeah. All right, where was I? Yeah, State of the Union. President's State of the Union, this time will draw from the Arabian Nights. Stories from the Arabian Nights, he's doing. The theme will be a drone, sweet drone. Our foreign policy. Be it ever so humble. Oh, no, I don't know that. Shouldn't have been in there. Okay. I was just rambling here, and I wrote it in the margins, and I read it. So there you go. On and on and on with the drones already. And on. Enough with the drones already. Let's see. The Second Amendment covers automatic weapons. It certainly extends to drones, you know, so the Founding Fathers would have thought it was really cool. All right, anyway. Get the drones again. Post office changes its motto to neither snow nor rain nor heat nor Saturdays. They should leave Saturdays and cut Monday through Friday, in my opinion. Take it all in one day, you know, instead of bringing it one day at a time. What's the difference? No junk. Meanwhile, Reform Judaism is looking for a few good mail carriers who now have Shabbos off. Okay, that's for a select few. That joke goes out to the select few. Mussolini within the margin of error of victory in Italian elections. Okay, maybe not that either. Mussolini with the Shabbos joke. North Korea nukes self to prove it can. Well, they fired it straight up and it came straight down. You know, what? You know, it's going to happen. It turns out a lot of what we think of as French horse meat is actually Polish. That's a big shock to a lot of people. Okay, horse meat lasagna is not appealing, but, you know. What do you expect when you buy Flicka Italian entrees? Thank you, John. The Vatican is okay with the 20 hours of TV before sex method. Come back next week and see if you can understand that and let me know. None of this weather happened before the Weather Channel started naming these storms. You know, that's the thing that bothers me about these winter storm names. Did they really mean Nemo? Was that what they meant to name it, Nemo? Did they confuse it with, like, one of the gods or something? You know, the Norse gods or somebody? It's a Disney fish who talks like Albert Brooks. Come on, this is a winter storm. And now they expect us to prepare for Orko. You know, Orko is next? I'm serious. Orko. Who's Orko? I'll tell you who he is. He's the Basque thunder god, which is cool. There's a little more to the point, maybe. But still. And you know what next? Winter Storm Plato. Kid you not. Winter Storm Plato. A platonic weather event. What is that? Hate it. Nemo is not what we're calling it around here, I'll tell you, not even close. You name puppies, you don't name this kind of stuff. It's ridiculous. Anyhow, the Weather Channel is forbidden to use Winter Storm Feldman. I'm saying that right now. In other news, 25 billion iTunes have sold, but a good billion of them are actually happy birthday and other special occasion things like Hava Nagila is a billionaire, Hawaiian wedding song, chicken dance. 5 or 6 billion right there. So it's not as impressive as it looks. The Brewers, Ryan Braun, his name was on a clinic list in Miami. You probably saw that. But hey, Jewish man, even a young one, going in for a consult at a Miami anti-aging clinic. Totally conceivable. It's a no-brainer. And if they serve you sesame bagels while you wait, voila. All right, needlessly complicated joke. Chris Christie laughs about his weight on Letterman because, well, you know, fat people. What I like about Christie is he's not morbid about it. He's not morbidly obese. He's happily obese, not morbid in the least. So that's cool. The Monopoly people left to pry the tiny little iron out of my cold, dead mortgage to the hilt hand. Not giving up the little iron. Did you hear about that? They want to take the little iron out.
What are they going to replace it with?
A cat. Oh, that's so disgusting. That's so wrong. Okay. Oh, you can now take your guns to church in Arkansas, but please, no bullets on the collection plate. Obviously, background checks don't work if Wayne LaPierre can pass one. Be a sad, we're almost through this, be a sad Valentine's Day for Manti Te'o. Without all the e-cards. I said last week was the last joke. This is that's the last one. The Shahs of Sunset are being groomed to return to power in Iran. Thank you, sir. Somebody has seen it. I have to watch it in my house. It's on all the time. And one of the many groups of people, disgusting individuals that share my living room like every hour of the evening. Various backgrounds. Anyway, the Boy Scouts will hold a May Gay Jamboree this year. May Gay, they're calling it. What is this here? Oh, Congress is looking at random spending cuts instead of automatic ones. You get a logarithm and just, you know, there's a logarithm for it, randomly. You know what I mean? That's my imitation of a logarithm. Pretty good, huh? Visually, because you can't see it at home, but it was excellent. To sequester or not to sequester, that's the sequestion. Huh? I'll put that against any political humor anywhere. That one right there. President Obama has been shooting skeet in case they let him into the club. Did it. CBS, what does it say? CBS, I'm crying because I can't. Yes, the CBS Grammy dress code restrictions on butt cracks all but kill it for singing plumbers. Republicans toy with electable candidates. Well, that's old news. The late Fidel Castro says Hugo Chavez has never looked better. And finally, our common ancestor turns out to be a rat with a furry tail. On her side, maybe. That's all the news that is. Thank you so much, and good night. And good night to all the ships and those in dry docks.